السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-Ma'idah, inshallah continuing from ayah number 33 until ayah number 37. And we will start first with the recitation of these verses if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite starting from ayah number 33.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض ذلك لهم خزي في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم إلا الذين تابوا من قبل أن تقدروا عليهم فاعلموا أن الله غفور رحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون إن الذين كفروا لو أن لهم ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه ليفتدوا به من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم ولهم عذاب أليم يريدون أن يخرجوا من النار وما هم بخارجين منها ولهم عذاب مقيم.
Inshallah, that is the lesson from ayah number 33 to ayah number 37. Now for the theory part of our class, we are going to continue the topic of mudud or med that we were covering for a few classes before. We did cover what is the linguistic and the applied definition of med. We learned that it means to lengthen or to extra. We learned that for an alif med, you must need a fatha before. For a ya med, there must be a kasra before. And for waw med, there must be a lamma before. This is how we can create a med asli or a two-count med. We also learned that there is a med whenever there is a lean letter. And this is known as med damma, meaning that it is not fully two counts, but it is not one count either. It is something closer to one and a half. So it is shorter than med asli, but it is still considered a med because it is longer than one count. And for this, we learn that there must be a fatha. And then after that fatha, there has to be either a ya lin or a waw lin, meaning that there is a ya with a sukun or there is a waw with a sukun, such as in the word baytun or khofin. So in both of these cases, you hear that there is a fatha and then following that ya with a sukun. And it gives you this soft, gentle sound. Ay, aw, aw. Ay. So you can hear that there is that gentleness, that ease of that sound. It is kind of coming out of the mouth very easily. You are very easily transitioning from the fatha into the ya or the waw med. And then also you do hear that there is that little bit of a med. There is that med dan ma, one and a half count, that you are still slightly giving it a little bit of that med, but not too much. So this was the lean letter med. Then we did briefly touch upon the measure of lengthening in the med. So in the previous classes, we have been mentioning that this is a 2-count med, 4-count med, 6-count med. So what exactly does a count mean? We learned that 1 count is equal to the time that it takes for you to say 1 harakah. So for the time it will take you to say ba, this is going to be 1 harakah. Now if I say ba twice, ba ba, this is going to be 2 harakat. So the amount of time that it will take you to say that many harakat, that is what that med is. So for example, if I would like to make a 6-count med, I'm going to have to pull this for 6 harakat, meaning that if I say the word ba or bi 6 times, this is the time that that med has to be. An easier way to do this is also to count on your fingers. So you can have your fingers in a fist, and then as you raise one finger, this is going to be 1 count. So about the time that it takes you to raise one finger up, such as your pointer finger from the fist position into a straight position, this is going to be 1 count. So if I have my hand in a fist and I would like to do 2 counts, I will raise 2 fingers. Okay, so my index and my ring, for example. And then if you would like to do 4-count med, you can raise 4 fingers. And then for 6 counts, you can raise 6 fingers. And this is also going to be a good estimate of time of how long your med should be. So if you see, for example, 4-count, I will have my hand in a fist. I will say fa, and I've raised 4 fingers, and in that amount of time, I can consider that to be 4 counts or 4 harakat. So you can use either method. Normally, the finger method works easier because you can do it while you're reciting. You don't have to think about how many letters can fit into 1 count. So you can use your fingers. And again, like I mentioned in the last class, once you have started to get into the habit of making your mudud a certain amount of counts, when you have been consistent in your counting of your mudud, you no longer will need that finger method. So this is something to start out with. We do want to make sure that all of our mudud are consistent. But eventually there will come a time, inshallah, where you will not have to do this every time. So you won't have to raise your fingers literally. You will know that, you know, this is approximately about of the time that it takes to read 4 harakat or 6 harakat. So inshallah, just for now, as we are starting out, sometimes our mudud is a little inconsistent. Me, myself, I still sometimes try to do the finger method just to make sure that our mudud are the correct amount of time that they should be. So we are going to try to get into the habit. You can have it in a fist and then raise the amount of fingers just as you are reading the harakat to make sure that you are reading them the correct amount of counts, okay? So when I do mention 2-count, 4-count, 6-count, this is what I mean. Basically, the amount of time it takes to like raise one finger. So now, inshallah, let's move on to the next topic, which is going to be known as med tabi'i. So this is one type of med. So far, what we covered was the basic introduction of med. And today we are going to cover med tabi'i, which is going to be known as the natural lengthening of a med letter. So we did briefly touch upon this when we were covering the alif, waw, and ya med. We learned that if there is a fatha, there has to be an alif. If there is a kasra, there has to be ya. If there is a dhamma, there has to be waw. So this natural lengthening of a med letter is called a natural med. So if we have a natural lengthening, there is going to be a natural med, med tabi'i. And this is going to be for alif, waw, or ya, because naturally the sound is elongated. If I have a fatha with an alif, naturally the sound is going to become a little longer. Ah, ooh, ee. This is a very natural type of med. If you add alif, waw, or ya, it will naturally just become a longer med. So this is why it is known as med tabi'i. So it is the origin of all the other mudud. So all of the other mudud are going to come from mad tabi'i. Now it can be that sometimes it is going to have a longer mad count, okay? So sometimes it may be that mad tabi'i can be 4 or 6 counts. But all of these mudud, all of the other mudud that we're going to cover later on. So there is like, for example, we have mad sila sughra. We have other types of mudud as well. So we have mad lazim. We have mad arid lissukun. So inshallah, we will cover all of these. But all of these different types of mudud come from mad tabi'i. And this is why it is also known as mad asli. So you will hear both terms, mad tabi'i and mad asli. Mad asli because all of the other mudud are from the origin of this mad. Every single mad is going to be a prolongation of alif, waw, or ya. So you are not going to see any other type of med. You are not going to prolong any other letter except for alif, waw, and ya. This is why it is known as the natural med. These are the letters that naturally are lengthened. You don't see yourself doing med on noon or ba, for example. These letters do not have a med. It is only alif, waw, and ya med that is going to have this med tabi'i or this natural med. So sometimes there is going to be a additional cause of lengthening that is acting upon a med. Okay? So sometimes you are going to see that there is that sign of med. There is that squiggly sign. This means that you are going to pull it for 4 or 6 counts. Now this sign always means that after the med, there is either a hamza or a sukun that is causing that med to be there. Okay, we will cover this in the next class. But if we have that sign of med, that means that there is a hamza or a sukun that is coming after the med and that is causing the lengthening. So for mad tabiri, for the natural med, there cannot be anything that is causing an additional amount of length. Okay, so there is no hamza after and there is no sukun after. It is only going to be a 2 haraka med. And this is the med that we have already covered. When there is an alif, there is going to be a fatha before. When there is a ya, there is a kasra before. When there is a waw, there is a dhamma before. Okay, and this is known as the 2 count med. So the 2 count med or the 2 haraka med is going to be mad tabiri. This is known as the natural med. So this is the most basic type of med. This is the one that comes most often. So for example, in the phrase we have qalu ya Musa. Qa, 2 count. Lu, 2 count. Ya, 2 count. Mu, 2 count. Sa, 2 count. Okay, so every single little part of this phrase is going to be a 2 count med. So qa is a med asli. It is a med tabi'i. It is a 2 count med. Lu, med tabi'i, 2 count med. Ya, mad tabi'i, 2 count med. Mu, 2 count med. Sa, 2 count med, mad tabi'i. Okay, so this 2 count med is the most natural form of a med. There is nothing acting upon it. There is no sign of med. You are not pulling it for 3, 4, 5, 6. You are only pulling it for 2. And this is the most common form of med as well. This is also, I would say, the easiest form of med. You do not have to memorize any rules. If you see there is an alif after, pull it for 2 counts. If you see there is a waw after, you pull it for 2 counts. And if you see there is a ya after, then you pull it for 2 counts. So this is very easy to see, very easy to remember. Most of the time, if you are paying attention to the letters after, then you will naturally know this met. Okay? So again, qalu ya Musa. And you are going to note that as we are reading this phrase, every single 2 count med has to be exactly the same. We do not want that 1 2 count med is 2 counts, the other is 1.5, and the other is 3 counts. We want that all of our mudud are consistent. This is why it's important that we use our fingers in the beginning so that we know the amount of time for each one is going to be equal. Qalu, both of these should be the same. Ya Musa. Both of these should be the same. Okay, so when we are saying these mudud, we do want to make sure that all of them are the same count. Now, it may be that someone's 2 count med is a little bit longer than someone else's. Okay, so it may be that if you are reciting very slow, I can recite this and say, Qalu ya Musa. Now, if I have a very slow tone, now this is going to sound like a little bit longer. As opposed to someone who is reciting faster, Qalu ya Musa. Now here, it does not sound as slow as it did when I was reciting in a slower tone. Okay, so now it's a little bit faster. So it may be that depending on your speed, the med is slightly little bit longer or a little bit shorter. This is possible. For you, you are going to act on your definition of 2 counts. Okay, so if you are reciting slow, your 2 counts might be a little bit longer. Qalu ya Musa. So here it's a little longer. Versus when you recite fast, Qalu ya Musa. Now here when you're reciting a bit faster, you are going to hear the med is slightly shorter. So again, you don't have to worry about this. In different types of recitation, the med will be slightly longer or shorter. Although in your definition, it is still 2 counts. Okay, so if I am reciting slower, and this is my definition of 2 counts, my 4 count has to be consistent with that as well. Okay, so whatever it is that you are reading on, whatever speed you are reading on, you have to stick with that throughout your recitation. So if you have started reciting your 2 count med for 2 counts and it is slow, you must stick with this 2 counts consistently. So every time you see a 2 count med, it must always be the same amount of time. So it's very important that even though it may differ between person to person, between recitation style, between if you're reading fast in Tarawih or if you're reading slow on your own to practice tajweed, then it may be that, you know, it's a little bit longer or shorter, but it has to be consistent. This is the most important part about the med, that it has to be consistent. We don't want that one med is too short and the other same count med is too long. So this is something that's very important. We will keep in mind that anytime we have a med, make sure that it is always the same amount of counts. As you recite, keep count of how long your mudud are, and then make sure that every time you have a 2-count or a 4-count or a 6-count med, they are always the same length. Okay? So again, this was known as matlabi'i, the natural med, because naturally this is the lengthening of alif, waw, and ya for 2 counts. This is the most common type of med. This is the easiest type of med as well because you do not have to memorize any rules. If there is an alif, waw, or ya after the letter, fatha, dhamma, or kasra, easily you can say it's a 2-count med. I'm going to pull it for 2 counts. There is nothing that is acting upon it to make it be longer than that. Okay, so it has to be lengthened for 2 harakats. Otherwise, the med letter wouldn't even exist. Okay, so if you do it less than 2, you are not giving it the full mad tabi'i. So you have to do at least 2. And then you should not do more than that. Just try to do 2 and then stick consistently to that 2 count. So let's go ahead and move on to the analysis of these verses, starting with innama jaza'u alladhina in ayah number 33. And then innama here is going to be a 2-count med. This is mad tabi'i. So you will notice that this is going to be 2 counts. Innama, pull for 2 counts. Jaza'u alladhina, this is going to be a 4-count med. And here you see that there is that squiggly line of med. And right afterwards, there is a hamza. So you will notice that anytime there is that squiggly line, every time there is that line of med, there will always be either a hamza or a sukoon next. And the hamza and the sukoon is the reason why that med is even there. So this is just something to note, you can keep in mind. Something interesting, if you keep an eye out, you will notice that there is either a sukoon or there is going to be a hamza after that med. So just something that's interesting, you can keep an eye out for that. And for matlabi'i, you will notice there is nothing afterwards. It is only an alif, waw, or ya after the med letter. Such as in the word alladhina, here we see that there is a kasra and then there is a ya. So this will be a 2-count med. Yuharibuna, ha, is also going to be a 2-count med. We see there is an alif after the fatha. Ra in this case is light. Bu is a 2-count med. And then Allah here is heavy. Wa rasulahu, ra is going to be heavy. Su is a 2-count med. Hu is a 2-count med. Wa yas'auna, this is going to be a medleen. So this is maddan ma, 1.5. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ رَاءَ here is heavy. فَسَادًا أَن يُقَتَّلُوا قَافْ is heavy. This is a 4-count med. We see that sign of med. أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا صَاد is heavy. And then that is a 4-count med as well. أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ قَافْ is heavy. طَاء is heavy. أَيْدِيهِمْ this is going to be a 2-count med. And then before that there is a medleen. A and then D is going to be 2 counts. So A you will hear is 1.5. D is going to be 2 counts. وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ رَاءَ is going to be heavy. مِنْ خِلَافٍ خَاءَ is going to be heavy. أَوْ يُنْفَوْ this is again a medleen. فَوْ 1.5 counts. مِنَ الْأَرْضِ رَاءَ is heavy. ضَاد is heavy. ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ that is going to be a 2-count med. خِزْيٌ خَاءَ is heavy. فِي الدُّنْيَا يَا is going to be a 2-count med. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ آ is a 2-count med. خِي is heavy. رَاء is heavy. عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ that is going to be a 2-count med. ضَاء here is heavy. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا ذِينَ is going to be 2-count. Da is going to be 2-count. Bu is going to be 2-count. So here just make sure that all of your 2 counts are going to be consistent. مِنْ قَبَلِ قَافْ is going to be heavy. Ba has قَلْقَلَ تَقَدِرُوا قَافْ is heavy. And it also has قَلْقَلَ Ra in this case is heavy. عَلَيْهِمْ this is going to be a medleen, 1.5. فَعْلَمُوا عَيْن is going to be from the throat. مُو this is a 4-count med. أَنَّ اللَّهَ name of Allah is heavy. غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ غَيْن is going to be heavy. رَا is going to be heavy in both غَفُور and رَحِيمُ. And then here we end on a 2-count or a 4-count med. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا this is going to be a 4-count med here. الَّذِينَ this is a 2-count med. آمَنُوا آ is 2 counts. نُو is 2 counts. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ name of Allah here is heavy. وَبِتَغُوا this is going to be a 4-count med. بَا has قَلْقَلَ إِلَيْهِ this is مَدْلِين. إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ this is a 2-count med. وَجَاهِدُوا جَا is heavy. دُو is جَا is going to be 2 counts. دُو is going to be 2 counts. فِي سَبِيلِهِ هَا is going to be 2 counts. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ذِي is going to be 2 counts. كَفَرُوا is going to be 2 counts. لَوْ this is مَدْلِين. أَنَّ لَهُمْ ما, this is going to be a two count med. في الأرض, را is heavy, ضاد is heavy. جميعا, مي is a two count med. ومثله, معه, مثله, two counts, معه, two counts. ليفتدوا, two counts, به, two counts. من عذاب يوم القيامة ما تقبل منهم. قاف here is going to be heavy. ولهم عذاب أليم. And then here, عذا is going to be a two count med. أليم is going to be a two count med. يريدون, را here is going to be light, and it is also a two count med. Do is going to be a two count med. أن يخرجوا, خا is going to be heavy. را in this case is heavy. من النار, را here is light, and then نا is a two count med. وما, two count med. هم بخارجين, خا is going to be a two count med. It is also a heavy letter. را in this case is going to be light. جينا is a two count med. من ها, ها is going to be a two count med. ولهم عذاب, that is going to be a two count med. مقيم, قاف is going to be heavy, and we end here on a met. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 33 to ayah number 37. Inshallah, in the next class we will do a review of met tabi'i and go over that again one more time, just for a little bit more clarification before we move on to the next type of med. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.